Wow, this Arbitrum governance proposal has definitely caught our attention. It reportedly wants to exclude 3 to 5 projects from future grants.
It's a small list, but it points to a bigger question. How should decentralized ecosystems allocate public funding, for how long, and when should projects be expected to stand on their own?
The core idea is really clear. Grants are essential early on, but they can't remain open-ended forever.
That's fair. Grants help developers build products, fund audits, attract users, improve security, and expand integrations.
For smaller teams especially, that runway can be the difference between a concept and a live protocol.
For larger ecosystems, the money can also fill market gaps, encourage innovation, and increase network activity.
But once an ecosystem matures, the focus has to shift from broad growth to disciplined funding, measurable impact, and long-term sustainability.
That seems to be what this proposal is doing. It appears to target 3 to 5 projects that would no longer be eligible for future grants.
The exact reasoning isn't fully spelled out, but the article suggests exclusions like this are often tied to strategic priorities.
Ecosystems may look at performance, development milestones, user engagement, financial transparency, alignment with long-term goals, and overall contribution.
So this could be a move away from supporting every active project and toward funding teams that show measurable results, independent revenue, or a clear path to self-sustainability.
There are several plausible reasons for the exclusions.
First, sustainability. The affected projects may not have shown enough progress toward independent funding or organic user growth.
Second, duplicate support. Some projects may already have received significant funding and could be better positioned to raise capital elsewhere.
Third, ecosystem balance. Grants may be more valuable when directed to newer or underfunded teams that can expand the network in new areas.
Fourth, accountability. The proposal may reflect a desire for stricter reporting, clearer milestones, and better alignment with ecosystem priorities.
Fifth, risk management. Grant programs carry financial and reputational risk, especially if funded projects underperform or fail to deliver.
For the affected projects, exclusion from future grants would likely force a change in funding strategy.
Teams may need to rely on private investors, revenue-based funding, token incentives, partnerships, or other market-based sources of capital.
The article notes this does not necessarily mean the projects are being penalized.
In some cases, it may mean they've reached a stage where continued grant support is no longer the most efficient way to grow.
That makes sense. Mature projects often need market validation rather than public funding.
The main challenge is making sure that transition doesn't disrupt development, reduce user trust, or create instability in the broader DeFi stack.
The proposal also sends a signal to other projects in the Arbitrum ecosystem.
If grant funding becomes tied to performance, transparency, and long-term contribution, teams are likely to plan more carefully around milestones, reporting, and sustainable business models.
That could encourage more disciplined development and reduce reliance on public funding as a permanent source of support.
A bigger point is that this reflects the maturing of Arbitrum's governance process.
In earlier stages, funding decisions are often growth first.
The priority is to build momentum, attract developers, and expand the number of available protocols.
As the ecosystem grows, though, the focus tends to shift toward efficiency, accountability, and long-term health.
That's a natural evolution, but it can also create friction.
Some community members may see the exclusion as necessary to protect resources and improve outcomes.
Others may argue that grant programs should remain more open, especially if the affected projects still have potential to contribute to the network.
So the debate is less about the individual projects and more about the role of public funding in a decentralized economy.
The article also frames this as a useful case study for other blockchain and layer 2 ecosystems.
As more networks compete for developers, users, and institutional interest, grant programs can't be treated as permanent lifelines.
They need clear criteria, measurable outcomes, and transparent processes for evaluating progress.
Ecosystems that handle this well are likely to build stronger trust with their communities.
They'll show that funding isn't distributed based on favoritism or short-term popularity, but on clear priorities that benefit the network as a whole.
The bottom line is that this Arbitrum proposal is a reminder that ecosystem funding is not a one-size-fits-all solution.
As DeFi matures, projects will be expected to demonstrate more than activity or token incentives.
They'll need to show sustainable development, clear user value, and a credible path toward long-term viability.
For Arbitrum, this could be a step toward a more disciplined and strategic approach to grant allocation.
It may create short-term pressure on the affected projects, but it could ultimately strengthen the ecosystem by encouraging accountability, sustainability, and better use of public resources.